So I'm going to talk about, I guess, a taboo. I guess it's not taboo. Well, why the fuck isn't anybody else talking about this shit? But, the topic is married men, or married anyone, women, cats, dogs, cats in a relationship. It's extremely complicated, because they're a little, finicky, or not. Anyways, so I'm getting tired. I feel like this whole situation is just getting worse with, married. I'll just talk about myself because that's the only experience I have the most expertise in. Married men or guys in a relationship. I've talked about this many, many, many times. I don't even know if I'm on my show or online or tweets or whatever, but I noticed that right before a woman gives birth, if they are in a relationship or married, a guy will flirt really hard or just day after day, and hey, like they have nothing going on anywhere else. A lot of time with other girls. I'm sure I probably wasn't the only one. So going on with that, I just think, like, what is the deal with married men and single girls online? And married men also getting upset when single girls get into a relationship themselves. Yeah, your fantasy's gone. Oh, fucking well. We're not here for, like, your entertainment in that way. I don't know. It's really bothering me now because it's annoying, you know? Like, yeah, it's cool. I know guys like to look. Guys like to comment. Guys like to, but you're only fucking commenting on if my boob is half out of my shirt by accident. Yes, I have fucking big boobs, okay? I can't help it sometimes. I'm not going to be covered up like a nun head to toe because you can't fucking handle yourself like a gentleman or like a fucking regular man. You have to be like creepy perv all the time, you know? That's not my problem. That's yours. Keep your dick in your pants. You're married, dude. What the fuck are you doing? Or you have a girlfriend. If you guys have an open relationship, I don't even give a fuck, dude. I'm not that type of girl. I may look like a sleazy fucking skank on Facebook, on Twitter, because I'm posting these photos, but that's, it is what it is. Just an internet photo. It may be false advertising, but I can do that. It's my life. In public or whatever, I'm really actually shy and standoffish, and I don't really like attention, so it's completely opposite. I like the attention because nobody is touching me or feeling me or grabbing me, and I kind of like it that way. I like to be alone. I spend a lot of time alone. Hell, I'm fucking posting this right now alone. So I'm a weird case. Yeah, you can call me all the names that you want in the book, a tease. I hope it makes you feel better. I mean, you're still going home to your wife and kids and staring at girls' pictures online, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Boobstagram, on porn, or whatever. Just because you're unhappy with your relationship, in whatever way it is, I don't need to know, actually. I don't really care if your girlfriend isn't good at giving head or if she's on her period that week and you need something to do because your dick is out of control. Alright, so look, I am going to start exposing people. I have, like, at least, I don't even know how many people I could expose with names and ruin fucking shit. But you know what? I don't even think I want to get into it that far. I think what amazes me the most is how easily it is to get caught. Your wife's on Facebook. I know who she is. I see her posts. Your girlfriend. She's making up her own startup or whatever she's doing. You're promoting it. I know you have a girlfriend, but then you want to ask me out for dinner and then start making these cheeky little comments or whatever, pervy comments to me. Like, if I'm just going to put out with you in the car, like, what is going on. Like, I'm not a stupid bitch. And I'm not a hoe. So just, I don't even know. Like, I swear to God, I wish I could just anonymously, like, release all this shit and be like, I don't even want to compare myself to Kat Stacks, if anyone knows who that is, but I'm not trying to be the one who is your, like, mistress on the side. What the fuck do I get out of it? I mean, you're, most of the times, these guys aren't even attractive. And it's just sad. Who the fuck wants to be a homewrecker besides Monica Lewinsky? Like, I mean, yeah, she got famous, but that's the president, dude. Like, and I'm not sucking Obama's dick if I fucking never. Not even if I was a zombie, not even dead. So there goes my hope of being famous and writing a book. And maybe having my own reality show. But, yeah. I think I'm going to do a whole episode on this subject. I don't know if the next one, probably not. But on my show, the One Indie Nation podcast, because it's just ridiculous. And a lot of girls feel the same way, too, that they're always bombarded by all these married guys. And single guys, they hardly even message me on Messenger or Facebook or whatever. And I'm trying to talk to them sometimes. And they're just standoffish and dickish. But of course, all the attention comes from, like, guys that I don't really want that sort of attention from. And they only post when I post things that are extremely obvious to them as to why they're even following me in the first place. So maybe I should just start deleting people or stop posting sexy content or whatever, you know? I'm just going to make it harder for you to find your little ways to get off. Because I don't mind posting sexy stuff, but fucking control your fucking nads and your comments. And I'm not your little fucking minx chick to fucking slap around, okay? No, that's not me. I will slap you around and not sexually. It won't be nice. Anyways, it's not a threat. Just saying, act like a civil human being and things will be cool, you know? Why can't we just have guy and girl relationships without that? Oh my God, she just liked my page. She liked my picture. 5 of them in a row. She must want to suck my dick. No, you have cool photos. This is what social media is about. Calm the fuck down. Your fucking wife's birthday is tomorrow. It was just announced. Like, what are you doing? You're not Brad Pitt. Shut the fuck up. All right. There's enough of that. I hope you enjoyed it. Everybody's watching. Everybody knows. You'll get caught. How many times do people have to say this? No one is fucking invincible, especially nowadays. Bye.